The Reflection Show. Now, Leah Zett normally joins us on Mind, Body and Soul to share with us her fantastic green recipes for Green Monday. So you have the entire weekend to actually buy the lovely ingredients and eat green on a Monday. Now, she unfortunately cannot join us tonight. Leah Zett and her team are currently in Knysna Forest for the next 2 weeks for one of their Humane Society International projects and also promoting sustainable living. We'll catch up with her very soon, but for now, let's get into the cooking part of the show. So, to tell you about Green Monday campaign, now, Green Monday is a global movement led and supported by Humane Society International in South Africa. It's a fun, flexible, and tasty way to actually make a positive difference, and taking part is super easy. Every Monday, simply swap the meat, the eggs, and the dairy on your plate for plant-based alternatives. These gooey brownies and bulging burgers and creamy pastas and spicy curries, all made from 100% plant-based foods. Now, eating green at least just one day a week will not only help improve your health, but it will also lessen your carbon and water footprint, and also help save the lives of countless farm animals that's living in confinement as well. So this week, we share in our Green Monday recipe to satisfy your sweet tooth, a super easy sago creme brulee. Now, creme brulee might sound daunting, but it's actually a breeze to make. You only require 9 ingredients, 30 minutes to whip up this decent dessert in 6 easy steps. So what better way to turn Blue Monday, well, that frown that you have in a Blue Monday, upside down? So here's the ingredients. I hope you have a pen and paper handy. There's a WhatsApp that's come through to asking for Sister Hanika's, Hanika's number. I'm going to give it to you in a second, but let's do the cooking thing first. Right. So ingredients goes as follows: 2 liters of almond milk, 1/2 cup of coconut cream, 3/4 cup of brown sugar or coconut sugar as well, 1 cinnamon stick, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, 2 teaspoons of vanilla essence, 3 tablespoons of sugar, that's for the top, and 1 cup of sago. Gee, you know what? I even understand the entire recipe, so I don't think you guys at home will find it too difficult. Let me read it one more time. 2 liters of almond milk, 1/2 cup of coconut cream, 3/4 cups of brown sugar or coconut sugar, 1 cinnamon stick, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, 2 teaspoons of vanilla essence, 3 tablespoons of sugar for the top, and 1 cup of sago. Now, I'm going to give you the instructions, but after I read this recipe or the ingredients, please let us know on Monday if you've tried this recipe and how did it turn out for you as well. So the instructions go as follows. Combine the almond milk, the coconut cream, the sugar, the cinnamon, the nutmeg, and the vanilla in a deep pot and heat up over medium to high heat. When the mixture becomes hot, but not boiling, add the sago and reduce the heat slowly. Simmer the sago in the mixture until the sago becomes translucent and the mixture thickens. That should take you about 20 minutes. Once it's dense, remove the pot from the heat and cool for 5 minutes. Remove the cinnamon stick. Scoop into bowls of pretty cups. Sprinkle the rest of the sugar on top and caramelize this with a blowtorch. Okay, so with the flavors, you can add cocoa to create creamy chocolate pots or toasted coconut flakes for a more tropical taste as well. So the blowtorch, please, you know, if you're a kiddie listening to this recipe, I would advise having an adult present. I know it's a simple, very, very simple, easy recipe that even kiddos can actually partake in this as well. But if you would like to, and you're a kiddo and you would like to surprise mom and dad, I think that section of the recipe, just try and get your parents involved as well. So quick and easy recipe when, you know, last minute guests arrive, you know, you always want to present something sweet. So maybe this is an alternative as well. It's a great fun. And also for this weather, I think it's perfect. Now, if you've missed the recipe, among others on the Green Monday, you know, recipes that we broadcast, you can always go to their website, www.greenmonday.co.za.